Winter too has come and joins their forces.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
Dad will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay the prices high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel, gonna roll around once more. When it does,
and when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
There'll be times hard to control, and you'll find you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. Cause that old wheel will roll around again. Roll around again.
And we say good morning and welcome to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. It is Saturday morning, November 4th, 2017, and we welcome you. And we say good morning to the men. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
And good morning, John.
Good morning.
And we say good morning to the Holy Spirit. And Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. We ask you to come and join us because we gather in that name of Jesus Christ. Well, we'll have the phone lines open in a little bit. But John, we'd ask you to open with prayer first, if you would.
Sure. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this day. We thank you for this time that you've set aside for us to come together and to encourage one another to love and good deeds, just as your word says. Father, we ask for your blessings to be upon this program today. Lord, guide and direct us, give us wisdom and understanding. Lead us to the issues that are most important, that affect your people, the remnant. But Father, we don't fret over these things, Lord. Your word says they make their plans, and you sit in the heavens and you laugh, and we laugh with them, Lord, but we are wise as serpents and try to be harmless as doves whenever possible, be at peace with all men if possible. But Lord, we just continue to plead the blood of Jesus Christ, the only protection that we have over ourselves and our families and all that you blessed us with. And Lord, we thank you for that great price that was paid. We pray that you would just bless this time this morning. Show us what it is that you would have us to talk about. And Lord, we enact the promise of when two or more are gathered in your name, you're there also. And we say, come, Lord Jesus, be our guest this morning. Let this be pleasing in your sight. Ask that the Holy Spirit would also work regarding the topics of what we speak about today. Father, we pray for protection. Excuse me, for your people. Lord, put a hedge of angels, a ring of fire, and a shield of light around them. Put angels above them, below them, to left, to right, front and behind them, as those wicked ones, the communists of old, Lord. There's nothing new under the sun. They just changed their names. This group Antifa plans on causing chaos throughout the country. Lord, we just pray for protection for your people, Lord. Let us not be sucked into their wickedness, Lord. Give us wisdom above all, Lord. Give us wisdom regarding these situations. And we ask that you would find us worthy to escape the things that are coming. Grant us grace and mercy and peace, if at all possible. We praise you and we love you and we lift up the name of Jesus. We boldly proclaim no king but King Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, John, I certainly agree with that prayer that our people aren't foolish. I know we were sending some text around yesterday that of all the the filth that these people are putting out, we'll see. Today's supposedly their day, but a lot of times it's what the left does, what the Antichrist does. They put this stuff out. They enrage the white man, or not necessarily the white Christian, but the white man, and the more militant groups, and then they'll stage some form of violence, and then sit back with their hands up and a sorry look on their face, and we've done nothing. Look at what these bad people have done, and they point their finger at us. But it has certainly been my prayer as well that our people aren't sucked into that, that they don't fall for that old trick.
Yeah, I mean, the reality is it's not against the Republican establishment. It's not against the right or the alt-right or whatever else. It's against Christianity. And
it is.
That's evident because they're not just talking about removing Trump. They're talking about removing Pence. And they can't stand the fact that although it has a long way to go, the country has at least... I liken it to a plane going down. You have a certain amount of time to pull up before you hit the ground. And with the election of Trump, what we saw was that plane that was in a nosedive heading for the ground to destruction, pulling up. And they can't stand that, because all of the things that the Obamanation administration did are being dismantled. And they know that this is their last chance at getting their communist utopia.
Amen.
I think it was interesting, too, that they just decided to call Operation Incognito into effect. And it says Operation Incognito, official Antifa action 11-4-2017. The alt-right has been spreading word of our plans for November 4th. So we are enacting Operation Incognito to hide in plain sight. Stolen Magna hats are being distributed to all chapters. Check with your local Antifa captain no later than Friday to get your target and hat. I don't know what the target's about, but so basically they're telling them to dress like Trump supporters and cause civil unrest.
Right.
So that when the media comes out, it'll look like it's the
right
the Trump supporters and the Christian right-wing extremists that are causing the trouble.
And that'll just fit right in, because the Trump supporters and the Christian right-wingers have caused so much civil unrest in the last year that, give me a break. It just gets crazier and crazier.
Well, it was interesting. I think it was on Wednesday. The New York Times had a full-page article. I mean, both top and bottom when you unfold the newspaper, that said the nightmare must end, the Trump-Pence regime must go. And that is not a cheap ad. But that doesn't mean that the New York Times didn't, I mean, which is dying anyways, didn't just put that in there on their own reconnaissance, since they're communist as well. But I just think it was pretty interesting that they took out a full-page ad on that. And how, you know, you think about that. What happens if that was Obama must go? Can you imagine the uprising against the Christian right or whoever it was that was proclaiming that? But here we have front page, the Trump-Pence regime must go. And they talk about overthrowing the government. And, you know, more than one of the alt-left has threatened the president's life, and really nothing's come become of it.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and you think about it, it's like, where was the outcry when, you know, the Obama nation was in office? I mean, he had the lowest approval rate of any president ever. And, you know, and things like this weren't happening.
Yep. There's another ad about the, it says Antifa comrades. Well, they got that part right. Yeah. On November 4th, don't forget to disguise yourself as patriots, Trump supporters. Wear MAGNA hats, USA flags, 3%er insignias, and convincing police uniforms is even better.
Wow.
This way, the police and patriots responding to us won't know who their enemies are, and onlookers in the media will think they're the Trump supporters rioting, so it's harder to turn the popular opinion against us.
Yeah, the Trump supporters rioting, saying Trump Pence must go, with a, if you see somebody with a sign that says Trump Pence must go, and they have a Make America Great Again hat, you might look at it twice. Yeah, it just kind of befuddles me sometimes when they do that. But when you look at news articles like that you share, John, and I saw this one, I mentioned something before the program, that the Democratic National Committee basically has an opening for tech jobs, okay, in this economy, and you can work from home, and it's kind of, you can work all over. They need a security office, data science leads, stack engineers, IT help desk managers, IT systems administrators, product designers, product directors, and product managers. But straight white men can't apply. Okay? Now, when you think of an IT manager or a full stack engineer or a data science lead, don't you picture some Abduli Kwame Jami? Or do you picture some white guy that's gone to school for maybe 6 or 8 years or something? But they don't want, and they advertise, white, straight, they come up with a new term, cisgender. What the heck? I'd never heard of that before, cis, C-I-S, gender. Well, that means straight white male. But cisgenders need not apply, they say. Not that you would want to work for them anyway. But it's still, and they don't see that as discrimination.
Yeah, all the things that our pastor talked about 20 years ago, you know, how there would be quotas for everyone but the white Christian straight male.
And that's right where we're at.
Gotta admit, I didn't think it was coming that fast.
Yes. Yeah, that is where we're at, though.
But if you look at the degradation in society since he was called home, it's just it's exponential.
Yeah. You know, it seems like it's roaring on both sides. I sent a note out yesterday about these recent shootings that just, at least, and you can only go by what's reported in the media. And I did want to ask you guys if y'all heard anything more about that Colorado deal. But, you know, what, 2 weeks ago, a shooting and killing right there in Fort Collins. And then this popping up, the shooting this past week and killing down in that Walmart in Thornton, which is Denver. That just, you know, defy explanation almost, other than just the lawlessness in the land. And it's not just here, certainly. You see it happening in small town America all across the country. And it just seems like Satan is roaring, calling out all the stops. I think it's the pistol prayer we've been praying that Pastor came up with, and we've sent it out. It's been in newsletters before. It's on Bible bookmarkers, and there are people all over the country that have that and that still pray it, and we still pray it. And it says, Baals be broken abound, with all idols be cast down. Boy, you see what's happening in Hollywood today. The idols, they're crashing down. Their house of cards is falling. The filth and the perverseness that they are, it's coming out. And you know, the people are waking up to it and seeing it. I think it's this pistol prayer being answered. The idols are being cast down. The DC sorcery is ceasing. Did you see this week that the who was it? That Democratic National Committee came out telling everybody how they rigged the nomination for Hillary against Bernie. You know, they're fighting amongst themselves more and more. I think that part is great.
Yeah.
It's like they just can't help ratting on each other. They just can't help it. And so I kind of see it both ways. You know, go ahead, John.
Yeah. Well, what we see more and more, too, though, is for probably the last 10 years, they've been attacking anything to do with Christianity through the Southern Poverty Law Center or Freedom from Religion Foundation. And it was initially the attacks were they can't be on public land, and they needed to be removed from the public land and moved somewhere else. But I think something that's significant is there was just a cross that they wanted removed from a war memorial, and one of the reporters asked where they were going to move it to, and they said, well, we're not going to move it anywhere, we're going to destroy it. So now it's come to the point where they're destroying these symbols that represent Christianity and morality. And but if you think about it, what were we told to do? We were told to tear down their Asherah. We were told to destroy those false idols. And I think what they're doing is they're trying to remove our history. There's no doubt about that.
And they've done a very good job of doing
that.
On their
yeah,
part.
I don't know if you saw this, but in a church in Alexandria, Virginia, where it's a Christ Church of Alexandria, Virginia, where their motto is "All are welcome, no exceptions." Apparently, this is the church that George Washington and his family used to worship in, and there was a plaque commemorating that this was the church that George Washington and his family worshipped in. And there's been outrage over that over the last several months, and now the pastors have decided that it must be removed because it's keeping people from coming into the church. But what's really interesting is the fact that basically this has been taken over by the Episcopal Church. And let's see. Yeah, there's not one male pastor listed on the website. There's four women that pastor this church, and this one of the pastors. I hate to even call him that, but Ann Gillespie decided that she no longer endorsed the Apostles' Creed, and basically quoted a creed that is basically designed for Mother Earth and Mary, and let's see, oh yeah, they call it the Feminist Apostles' Creed, also referred to as the Woman's Apostles' Creed. So, I mean, you can see the brazen opposition of Christianity and through the churches, especially, you know, Revelation says, may all of these plagues and diseases in this book come upon those who add to or subtract from my words. Well, that's my prayer, that the Lord deals with them in that way.
Amen. Amen. They don't read our history that you know, some of the things George Washington was fighting against. And I saw that article too, John, and they said they removed the plaque. You know, there was a plaque that him and his family went to that church every day, or every Sunday, and they sat, you know, on a certain pew, and so the church, they put a plaque up there, I mean, honoring the first president of our country. And now that's been removed. And, you know, in the book, I think it's in the book, The Clergy of the Revolution, might be in The Light and the Glory, but I can remember reading the stories how the British would come in and desecrate the churches. They would come in, if they didn't burn them, they'd turn them into latrines or horse stables, anything that they could do just to, because it was a fight then of good versus evil. And we're seeing that again. We're seeing the you know, what once were the churches of the land that preached the word, turning and changing. And it's not that the word has changed, but the people have. You know, female pastors or preachers and stuff. Well, that's against God's law. It's as simple as that. I don't care who you argue it. It's against God's law. He doesn't allow a woman to teach and preach in church. Simple as that. Next question. I mean, that's it. So when you have an entity that is proclaiming these female preachers and teachers and such not, it's certainly not biblical. They can call it a church, but it can be a church of, you know, of what's happening now. And that's about what it is. The people, what is it? Is it in Deuteronomy? It says the people did that which was right in their own eyes. And we are certainly seeing that. And it's an abomination to God. And God will put up with it for a while. You read through I think that's why the Bible reading plan is so important, that we do go back and read and see these stories, to see that how it, sin in the land, it thrives for a little while. What was that? Moses put it, for a season, but then God gets fed up with it. And if he's not getting fed up with the sin in this land, as the word says, he's going to owe Sodom and Gomorrah an apology. And
for the time will come,
yes,
when they will not endure sound doctrine, but wanting to have their ears tickled, they will accumulate for themselves teachers in accordance to their own desires, and will turn away their ears from the truth, and will turn aside to myths. 2 Timothy 4,
amen.
2 and 3.
Amen.
That's the time we're in. I remember Dad warning us about that long time ago.
Amen. Well, Jason, I know you've mentioned time and time again, people, just individuals stopping by the shop down there and having questions, asking about, you know, well, what about this, what about that? And it's almost like, well, it is. They've been, I know the people down there have been coming to you for answers when they see this,
mm-hmm.
this mess going on.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's groups of people that are out there looking for answers. I mean, you're going to have, you know, and that's the remnant, and that's what they, you know, that's what they do. They, you know, they press on. You know, there's a lot of people that are just caught up in this downhill slope going the way that the world's going, you know, and it's, you know, time to get off that train. And, you know, I mean, there's going to be people that are going to be waking up, but it just something has to happen in their life. I mean, and, you know, it can be that moving of the Holy Spirit, but it's that you know, that spark's got to start that fire, and that fire's got to go across this land sometime, you know, and it's, you know, exposing a lot of it is, you know, and a lot of what our enemies are doing is, you know, as we look at, you know, these feminist groups that are, you know, burning cars and rioting and fighting for their rights, and you've got these queer organizations. You know, it stems back to this week. I saw an article that said Prince William warns that there are too many people in the world, and you know, that happened earlier this week, and is they're warring with us. You know, they think there's too many people in the world. You know, our God tells us to be fruitful and multiply. You know, their God tells them steal, kill, and destroy. And, you know, it's a battle. Mm-hmm. This week I printed out an article here that says, starts off and it says, 43% of Americans say supporting the First Amendment is racist. A study released Tuesday states that 43% of Americans believe supporting someone's right to make offensive statements is equivalent to holding those same views. 43% of all Americans is supporting racist free speech rights the same as holding racist views for yourself. 43% of all Americans believe that it is. 34% of white Americans believe that it is. 65% of African Americans believe it is. And 61% of Hispanic Americans believe it is. And some of the other stuff that was interesting in it is it was just basically a lot of, and these were a lot of random polls, but 51% of strong liberals say it is morally acceptable to punch Nazis. 53% of Republicans favor stripping U.S. citizenship from people who burn the American flag. 51% of Democrats support a law that requires Americans use transgender people's preferred gender pronouns. 47% of Republicans favor bans on building new mosques. 58% of Democrats say employers should punish employees for offensive Facebook posts. 65% of Republicans say NFL players should be fired if they refuse to stand for the national anthem. I mean, and as you look down this, I mean, you talk about, you can just see that the world's in a mess. Mm-hmm. By the way that they're thinking. You know, and you don't have to read very far into any newspaper, no matter what kind of newspaper it is. I don't care if it's USA Today, if it's your local newspaper, if it's the Wall Street Journal, and figure out that the world is in a mess. You know,
well, they're double-minded, too, if you look at their statements, you know.
Exactly, exactly.
They're totally double-minded.
Yes. Yeah, they just want to be able to do whatever they want, however they want. It's all about them, and there's no consequences.
Yep. My people perish.
You know, and that is the spiritual condition of the people. That is the moral condition of the people. That is, and they are unstable in all their ways.
Yep. Well, but if they wouldn't believe the truth, God said he would send them a deluding influence, and they'd
believe
a lie.
And that's exactly what's happened.
And that's, yep.
Yes.
That's where we're at. I don't know if you saw this, too, but the majority of people now have decided that only 6 commandments should apply to them. So, basically,
you get 93%
of them.
Do you get to pick your 6?
I don't know, but the 93%... say that you shall not murder should be kept. 93% say that you shall not steal should be kept. You shall not bear false witness against other people. These aren't, you know, the proper wording, but this is what's in the article. 87% you shall not commit adultery. 73% honor your father and mother, 69%. You shall not covet other people's possessions, 61%. You shall not worship idols or statues or symbols, only 31% still support that commandment. You shall not use the Lord's name in vain, only 23% support that. You shall have no other gods before me, 20%. And remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy, 19%. They
wow.
know their Bibles better than we do.
Yes.
They know that if they can get the people away from true religion, then anarchy and evil and wickedness and sin would be prevalent in the land, and that's what they're doing.
Yep.
But what difference yep. is it when you got a church that has four women preaching and they change the word of God? I mean, they're probably better. I mean, they definitely are better off not going to church and probably have a better chance of at least retaining some of their morality and Christian roots if they stay out of those churches.
Yes.
But, I mean, when's the last time you heard something like that where, I mean, they're actually attacking the laws of God. They know if you love me, you will keep my commandments. They understand that. And they know if they can get God's people to not keep his commandments anymore, then God's wrath will come down upon them.
Amen.
And that's obviously what's happening.
Yeah, it was kind of funny this week because I had one of my cousins. I got a cousin that's almost the same age as I am, and she's married down in Texas, and been part of one of those big churches for quite some time now. And she was up here. I hadn't seen her in years, and they came into town because my other cousin had a baby, and so they came up to visit her sister, and we got together and we're talking, and she was telling me it was just funny. I mean, it was because she's going on and telling me that, you know, she got moved up, and now she's one of the pastors at the church, and she's a pastor, and she was a music instructor, and then they had an opening and they just wanted her, and she just went right up the ranks and ended up being a pastor. So I was talking to her, and I'm like, well, I didn't think we were supposed to have woman pastors. I thought I read that somewhere in the Bible and everything like that. I mean, you could have heard a pin drop in that room when I said that. And I brought it up as a question. Well, isn't that somewhere in the Bible? But my other cousin said, oh, yeah, that's in the Bible. He's like, I know that's in there. I remember reading that. And, you know, what are they going to say? I mean, they know it's in there, too. They know it's in there, too. But it's you're stomping on the holy ground when you say something like that.
Yes. Yes.
As far as they're concerned. I mean, it's, you know, I mean, how perverted do you got to get? And we have that all over this land. I mean, all over the place.
Yeah, I've actually talked to pastors who know the word. They know that it's wrong, but they'll say, well, our church has practiced that since the 1800s.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yes.
And I said, well, the traditions of men don't trump the word of God. Sorry.
Yep. Well, Christ spoke out against that to the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and he said, you teach your tradition of man, and you throw out the word of God. And our people today, when they do that, Jason, like you talked about your cousin and these people, John, I remember you when you mentioned that before about you know, not about this church not, well, we've done that since the 1800s, so we're not going to change now. Well, you've been sinning since the 1800s. Why not repent and straighten up? But no, they don't see that. They're happy in their sin. They're happy with their blinders on, and they don't see that they have that spirit of the Pharisee, that spirit of the Sadducee, when they are that way. They're happy with that Egypt mentality, you know, that the children of Israel wandered in the desert for 40 years with. They want to just keep things the way they are. They're happy in their sin. And we're not to be that way.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys saw the article that Muslims are soon to beat out the Jews in the U.S. population. There's about 3.35 million Muslims in the United States right now, according to recent Pew Research Center's fact tank figures. But by 2050, that particular group is expected to grow to 2.1%, which would surpass the number of Jews in the country.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, they're getting, I mean, you're seeing more and more of them all the time. I mean, it used to be a rare thing to see a Muslim running around, even, you know, Fort Collins, but you're just starting to see more and more of them all the time.
Amen.
Oh, yeah, they brought them in by the hundreds and thousands into the university, and you know it's a free ride, you know?
Yes. Yep. They did it here in Laramie.
Buildings. They're building special kitchens for them, Halal kitchens.
Yeah, you see that in Laramie. You see the I saw it in the grocery store the other day. Here's a lady in her full, you know what they call it, a burqa, full head covering, and not all the black, but small town America.
Hopefully the Wyoming cold will run them off.
Might. It might. Or the fence is won.
Yeah. You know, this was interesting, too. I think I saw this last night. I was looking at stuff to talk about, and that Allah Akbar, you know how they say that it means God is great? It doesn't mean God is great. It means Allah is greatest. Their God is greatest, which totally changes the perspective of that phrase, if you think about it, because what they're saying is their God, Allah, is above all other gods. And it's a declaration of war is what it is. And it was kind of, I think it was CNN or something was talking about how it's used in such a beautiful setting, you know, that when he walks with his children in New York City, they'll come up to him and say, Allah Akbar, you know, and, oh, God is great because you have such beautiful children or whatever. And, like, you know.
Right.
Such idiots. But it's really important that we understand that, that our people understand what the true meaning of that is that their God is greater than our God, is what they're saying.
Yeah. Well, guys, let's try a phone call this morning.
To them, their God is greater than our God.
To them.
Right.
To them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Guys, let's try a phone call. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Hey, Richard.
Good morning.
I talked to you earlier in the week, and the radio is doing much better since they put it back on again. It's come in like it used to.
Well, great.
In the beginning.
Great.
Of the station. So whatever they did, they fixed it.
Where are you calling from?
Middle of the country, suburb of Kansas City, Independence, Missouri.
Okay.
All right. Now, I've been listening to you, and I was getting ready to strike that poll that, you had two of them. Jason did one, and the other one. That poll where the people really don't believe in what God has to say anymore.
Right.
You know, what God says in His Word. We can sin and get away with it. It's okay. You know, I got to thinking while you were reading that, because I was going to call in about that. You know, God said, you know, about white people, about us white people, and Pastor Peter said it the other day, we're just no good. We turn on God. We turn on each other. We eat at each other like wild animals, and we don't follow God. And because they have been in the sand of the sea, He's only going to leave a remnant, and I think we're down to that remnant time, because it sounds to me like they want to eliminate white people off this planet now. It's really getting strong, isn't it?
It is. It is. And that sinful nature, that's what people forget. You know, that's one thing the enemy has right when they say, oh, well, they're born that way. And you know, in a way, they're correct, because we are, as God's people, we are born with a sinful nature that has to be overcome. And praise God, we're able to overcome it through the blood of the Lamb. And
I learned anything, I never really paid attention, but I learned a lot from Pastor Peters when he was here and from the tapes. I learned a lot. One of the things was we got to start living holy. We got to straighten our act up and live holy and not be so proud and so wild and, you know, that way and go by the Word of God. And that's true. And a couple of positive things. You know how Africa is getting ready to kill off the white people. South Africa is getting ready to kill all the white people off. I don't know if you've heard that.
They're going to try.
That's right. And those people over there are living rough, man. They've got rough over there now. At any rate, I don't know if you heard about it, but there's a warning up and down the whole east coast of Africa for the pneumonic plague. Not the bubonic, the pneumonic. The one that's airborne. You cough on somebody, they get it. So they've got thousands and thousands of cases started in Madagascar, and they're scattering up and down the coast, you know, Somalia, all the countries are warned. East coast of South Africa, all of them.
Yes.
God's going to spread a plague on these people like we haven't seen in hundreds of years. I mean, he's just going to do it. I know it. And there are three other plagues going on in Africa right now that could just be totally devastating.
Yeah, it's in pandemic proportions right now.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, brother, I think you're hitting it right on the head. You know, our theme this year at Branson was sanctification, being set apart for God, holiness of life, and that is the only thing, obeying God, doing what God tells us to do, including believing and obeying His Son and His biblical plan for salvation, not what some female priestess may tell you down at the First Baptist Church of what's happening now, but what the Bible tells, and that's what will save us. It is. Well, brother, we got another call. Thank you so much for the call.
Can I get one more thing in real quick, please?
Sure.
Please. On a positive note, on the Mainline Church, I listen to a Mainline Church station some days, and there's a program, a woman, she has a program, and it's a very... it's Mainline. I mean, but she is very fundamental, and she doesn't preach. She just interviews people and talks about issues, about a lot of women's issues, but issues. And she had a guy on there saying how we fell away. We're far gone because we won't follow the rules of God. We let women preach and all this and that. And she sat there and agreed with him that we shouldn't let women preach, and that was a mainstay Christian program. So. There's still some good going on out there. I'll see you later, guys.
Amen. Thank you, brother.
Thanks for the
Bye-bye.
Call.
Bye-bye.
Guys, we got another phone ringing here. Let's see. Thanks for holding, and welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Yeah. You were talking about seeing a woman in wearing a burqa. And the thing is, all this talk about the burqa. Now, if we go back, you remember Elizabeth Smart, the little girl that was kidnapped in Utah there, what, about 12, 15 years ago now it was. And the thing that I remember from that is that that pervert, I remember, I don't know, this is the instant where she was, they captured him or, you know, but I do remember that he was walking around, I guess, with Salt Lake City, and with this, he had this woman that was his wife, and she was covered head to toe, and also Elizabeth, and he was walking around, you know, in this city with this woman and this young girl, and they were covered head to toe, and so I just always remembered that, and of course they would never have been mistaken for Muslims, you know, in that part of the world, and at that time, you know, this was about 15 years ago, so. It just seems to me that that's been, that sort of cloaking of women has been going on in isolated parts of this country, you know, that's unrelated to Muslims. I don't know if you remember that or not. Do you guys remember that?
Yeah, it was,
really.
It was like they were hiding in plain sight.
Yeah. And, they were, you know, they were walking around, you know, I suppose the people at that time construed it to be a whatever, it was their religious expression, you know, and bizarre though it may be, and so so it's nothing new, so not to condone it or anything like that, but it's always just sort of, I've always, when I hear that talk, I always just sort of remember that was You know, that was happening in this country. And like, you know, we see the Amish in Ohio and everything, oftentimes seeing them wearing the women with their heads covered. So it that sort of thing, it does happen.
It does. But when's the last time you heard of an Amish beheading somebody because they didn't agree with them? Right?
Well, no, I agree with you there. Nevertheless.
Right.
I'd much rather see the Amish.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
thanks a lot.
Hey, thank you. The number, folks, 307-745-5913. Still have about 10 or 12 minutes left this morning on Scriptures for America Worldwide Broadcasting Network, coming to you live and broadcasting out on the internet and on the shortwave and to people's phones if you want to call in and listen, as well as to audio satellite. So
what, did we gain an hour this weekend?
We do. Today is the day. Tonight's the night, you might say. They talk about it being tomorrow, but tonight you remember that you spring forward in the spring, you turn your clocks forward an hour, and so you lose an hour actually, but in the fall you fall back, turn your clocks back an hour tonight when you go to sleep, or your cell phone alarm should still work in the morning. It should catch the right time. But it is. The days are shorter. The nights are longer here for a few months. Yeah, just now getting the sunrise over the eastern mountains of Laramie. Got a little snow rolling in the next couple days, it looks like. Temperatures dropping, but it's been a pretty mild fall here. Seems like it's been, after hurricane season, things have kind of calmed down a little bit all across the country. And although the Northeast has had their fair share of storms and issues up there the last month or so. Well, I did want to ask you guys, heard anything else, any kind of motive or anything given out for that Walmart shooting down in Colorado, or is it still just a guy walks away from his work, just walks off the job and goes and walks into Walmart nonchalantly and shoots and kills three people and walks away, and then is arrested as he's driving by his apartment the next morning? That's pretty much what the news media is about.
Apparently he was bankrupt, didn't have anything. I don't know if he just lost his job. Here we go again with not a whole lot of details, but I thought one of the most interesting aspects of that whole thing was they reported yesterday that as the police were reviewing video footage from inside the store, they had a difficult time figuring out who the shooter was, because there was so many concealed weapons carriers that were
that drew their weapons when they heard the shot,
pulling their guns and they had to watch the video to watch their movements to determine whether they were the good guys or the bad guy. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, that was an interesting
guys think twice
article. Well, that's just it. You know, I don't think the guy was thinking at all.
Well, they're trying to make it into a race thing now, because the three that were killed were all Hispanic. So,
yeah.
I had somebody send me something that was kind of funny, and it says, when told the reason for daylight savings time, the old Indian said only a white man would believe that you could cut off a foot of the top of a blanket and sew it on the bottom of a blanket and have a longer blanket. And I remember Dad talking about, you know, Dad was pretty adamant about, you know, it was the Jews that basically they're stealing time from us. I mean, that's what they do. They steal, they kill, they destroy. And you know, it's like every time, you know, I talk about a rat race. I think Arizona's the only state I know of that doesn't have daylight savings time, isn't it?
Yeah, as far as I know.
Yeah, I think so.
As far as I know too.
Which has got to really cause some conflict if you're traveling between states.
Yeah, no kidding.
Sometimes when you're traveling across the country and you come, you know, in those time zones, that can be interesting in itself. right there.
Yeah,
by
well,
me,
Nebraska. And it's been really interesting, especially in Nebraska. You know, you get part of Nebraska's on one time zone and part of it's on the other time zone. I mean, it's a lot different when you get into a state and a state's on, you know, a different time zone. But when it's in the middle of a state and that can be real difficult.
Yeah, I bet Tim's pretty close to that, isn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, he's been talking about that. On the other side. Yeah.
So can you imagine that? You have to plan, let's see, if I'm going past this side, I got to plan an hour earlier or an hour later. Wow. The confusion of Babylon.
That's what it is.
Yeah,
that's what it is. You know, you think about the farmer settlers in this country. They didn't worry about the time, they just got up and worked, you know. Got up and worked when the sun came up, and they basically worked till the sun went down, or, you know, did their business, and that was kind of it. And it was a real simple thing. And our enemies they do that. I like how you tied that together, Jason, that's what the enemy does. He steals, kills, and destroys, and steals time. Steals time from us. It's what they do.
Yes, it is. It was, there was a couple other things that I was going to talk about. I don't know. This story, you know, a lot of people, as you look around, I tell you what, these donut shops have been popping up like crazy out here. And, you know, they started doing some research. A lot of people, I mean, they've been fighting it for years, but it's starting to get well known, and people are starting to realize just that how much this junk food and these donuts are affecting people like drugs. You know, I didn't know they even have classes here. I saw an advertisement the other day for a class in Fort Collins that was trying to get people. They got help groups for people that are addicted to donuts.
Wow. I didn't tell you guys I was opening up a Krispy Kreme in Laramie, did I? We've talked about that many times. I didn't know it was an addiction, about how it sure would be nice to have a Krispy Kreme up here, but I know we sure enjoy them when we go to Branson, but that's about the only time we get to partake of those. But is it just is it the sugar rush, just the junk food sugar rush that the people get, or?
Well, you got sugar, you got yeast, you got chemicals. I mean, and it's a combination. I mean, it's
MSG probably.
Yeah, MSG. I mean,
probably.
You ever ate a Krispy Kreme? You ever ate a Krispy Kreme donut and only wanted one?
Nope. I could say never. Yeah, absolutely never.
Well, you know, the reality is the food has no nutritional value anymore.
Yeah.
And that's why people are basically starving, and they continue to eat and eat and eat, and that's why we have the obesity problem that we have in the country.
Right. Right. Seems like I read about that somewhere. You will eat, but you won't be filled. Doesn't that sound familiar?
Recently.
Yeah. Doesn't that sound familiar? And I can remember Pastor preaching on that very thing, talking about the obesity, that when he grew up, you had to go to the circus to see the fat lady. And now, everywhere you go. And it's not just the fat lady, it's the fat man, it's the fat kid, it's the fat middle-aged person. It is an epidemic. And it's because our people are starving. There's a drought in the land for his word, and it certainly carries over in the physical, being that there's no nutrition in the food that's being eaten.
Yeah, but you see, you know, it used to be you go to the amusement parks and you'd see a few people, you know, obese riding around on the scooters and stuff like that. But boy, anymore, it's like they got a whole fleet of those stinking scooters. And
the stores,
even
too.
Even at the grocery stores now. Yeah, the grocery stores.
Then
you watch them, they cruise around and they pick up their groceries and they go through the line and then they get off the thing, park it, and walk out. And I'm like, seriously?
Yeah.
And you wonder.
Well, and you see
an obese
I tell you what I've noticed is what they put in the cart that are driving around. And nine times out of ten,
and
it's diet soda. It'll be a case or 2 liters of diet soda, diet soda, diet soda. And that stuff is just absolute poison. It's absolute poison. It really is. Well, guys, we're about out of time. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate the phone calls. Remnant, we thank you for tuning in to this Coffee with the Wranglers. And we ask you to join us for church tomorrow. And we'll get started about 8:30 tomorrow morning Mountain, 9:30 Central, 10:30 Eastern. And then we'll, top of the next hour, we'll have a timeless pulpit truth from our pastor. And then, John, looking forward to what you're bringing tomorrow. We'll have some Holy Spirit-inspired music, some singing, praise and worship music. We'll be able to partake of communion with like-minded believers, and that is such an important part of our Christian life, of our daily life, that we are to do that. We're to, as Pastor put it, reset that DG. Is that the right term, Jason? The directional guidance or something like that, that he talked about. Yep. In being a pilot, and Pastor likened that communion to doing that, to resetting. Exposed to the world all week long, you know, we needed an opportunity to sit down, to turn the world off, to tune in to God, and to remember what His Son Jesus Christ did for us in giving His life and shedding His blood and giving His body for us. And we do that tomorrow. So we invite you. You can join us at scripturesforamerica.org right there on the live video stream. We'll also be streaming audio to the shortwave. And as always, we ask, hey, if you want to join us in person, just give us a call and let us know so we know to expect you. So, well, guys, again, thanks. Have a blessed day, and we'll see you at church tomorrow.
Rolling, 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 shake high.
Ha! Ha!
Keep rolling, 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 though this country's stolen, keep on rolling over, stake high. Fast and free together, make them health and forever, knowing the King is by our side. Those old stakes are clever, but Jesus is forever, God's waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, head them off, move them out, move them out, head them off, stake high. Ride them out, ride them more, ride them more, ride them out, ride them out, ride them more, stake high. Ha! Ha!
Keep moving, 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 though they're disapproving, keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them, soon we'll be tanning their snake hides. My heart's calculating, our King will be waiting, be waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, head them off, move them out, head them off, snake high. Ride them out, ride them more, ride them more, ride them out, ride them out, ride them more, snake high.
Moving, 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 though they're disapproving, keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them, soon we'll be tanning their snake hide. My heart's calculating, barking will be waiting at the end of our ride.